It's easy to get mesmerised by the waves in Latikla. As the water rushes out, building up to the next wave, you can hear the pebbles being dragged out with it. The momentum builds up until it comes down with an almighty crash. Water soars up to 4 metres high. The force of these waves is enough to knock a grown man to the ground. But these are the waves that keep bringing surfers from all across the world back to Latikla. Latikla is a rural beachside town and it's known in surfing circles for having some of the best waves on Mexico's west coast. From the months of March through May, surfers from all over the world converge upon its shores. Well, they used to anyway. Crisheila is an indigenous local. She can take up the story.
Anteriormente era Playa Virgen.
This used to be a virgin beach with nobody on it. People started coming here about 30 years ago. They'd stay for a night or two, but the problem back then was that the road wasn't that great, so it was a very difficult place to get to. A few years ago, this place almost shut down because of violence, and there's barely anyone coming now. Definitely less people than there used to be.
Can you tell me a bit about that violence and what happened a few years ago?
Fue una violencia interna.
The origin of this specific violence was a fight for our right to own the land. A few years ago, we felt that rich people and the government wanted to take our land away. And for us, it's our land, so we went to war to keep it. We didn't want the government to come in and out, so we blocked the road. The fight started over at Placita, where people took over a small parcel of their land and stood for their rights. The men were protecting our land, our kids, and their wives, so everyone was armed and ready to fight for it. It scared a lot of people away, but now it's getting back in place. This violence was very local, though, and only happened along this section of the coast.
It's mostly Mexicans who are still afraid to visit Latikla. International visitors from Australia to Israel still visit the tiny beachside town each surf season. Mathieu Levique is from Canada, and he's been coming to Latikla for a decade now.
Obviously, I come here for the surf, and there's many peaks, so you can have your own little spot for yourself or like with a couple of friends, but it's never a crowd that you're pissed. It looks like this place is locked in the past. No signal for a cell phone, and so just how quiet this place is. Apart from here, the cabanas that weren't here back then, nothing changed. Like, it's pretty much the same way it used to be. Like, the taco lady is there on the weekend, the tienda is the same people that worked there that were there 10 years ago.
The cabanas that Mathieu mentioned line the beach, right near the point where the best waves break. 10 local families own them, and Crisheila's is one of them.
Now the local people all get a piece of land to farm for free, because you're part of the community. No foreigners can come in and buy land. This is the way it was 50 years ago. Most of us are families and live off the land. We mostly farm papaya and sometimes corn. About 90% of us live off our land and the rest of us make money off tourism, like me.
Locals still manage to think of ways to make money from tourists. They visit the cabanas at night, selling all sorts of produce and bread. Others set up restaurants at the front of their houses and use what they grow as the ingredients. Income in this area is so scarce that 50% of the local economy is reliant on it. But the international visitors to Latikla aren't much good. In the past, it was Mexicans who brought in the most money, and it's still the Mexicans who are staying away.
Sí, anteriormente
there's a lot of local people who come from communities along the Pacific Highway, and lots of people from the rest of Mexico. There used to be more people than now. Because of national violence, people are scared to come. And there's barely anyone coming now. Definitely less people than there used to be.
But Latikla is keen to let people know that the town's open for business again. A security guard has been hired to patrol the cabanas at night and has been given a walkie-talkie in case there's danger. Locals have also gotten to work re-roofing some of the cabanas, a long, hot and arduous job. It may not sound like much, but it's a long way from what Latikla was like 4 years ago. The town has also organised a surfing competition for the end of March. It's a Mexican-only competition, and they're hoping it will encourage more people from nearby towns to come back to the tiny surf town. Reputations take a long time to rebuild, though. So, in the meantime, Leticla will have to rely on international visitors like Matthew.
Every year there's people getting killed, but not in front of me or... No, I don't really see any violence here.
Nothing that makes you concerned?
I keep coming back, so no, I guess not.